I'm very proud of you for your act of renunciation of this beautiful sunny afternoon to be willing to come indoors, keep quiet. Because not only do you, at least in my opinion, offer yourself the gift of practice, but you, your presence here is an act of generosity to those who you are sitting with, supporting their practice. So if at any point you lose sight of why you're here, motivation, you could also just consider that you're practicing to support others, not just what you get, but what you give. And that can often, the thought of generosity brings gladness. And so the invitation to meditation is the invitation to discover or rediscover that the point of life, to use Alan Watts' words, the point of life is always arrived at in the immediate moment. As he says, when we play music, we don't make music in order to reach the end of the composition. If that were the purpose of music, the fastest players would be the best. And when we dance, we don't do it in order to arrive at a particular place on the floor, as in taking a journey. When we make music, the music itself is the point. When we dance, the dance itself is the point. And the same is true in meditation, that the purpose of meditation is always arrived at in the immediate moment. So his recommendation is that we, as put in beat era terms, that we dig the present, that we groove with the eternal now, and that we see that the place where it's at is simply here and now. So until we see that the place where it's at is here and now, then we still can benefit from answering the invitation to meditation, to stop. So we continue this afternoon having stopped first and foremost, feeling the effect of not flapping our arms so much, or our lips. Our body has a chance to re-regulate, to settle. And it's pretty natural at the beginning to not just feel the settledness of our body, but to feel the unsettledness, to feel the way we have gotten dysregulated, unwound up, disembodied, not so at home with ourselves. This is a gradual process of coming home to ourselves, being at home with ourselves. And so we continue to put our mind or attention in our body. Feeling our body until we move beyond the idea of body or body parts and feel the field of sensations of aliveness. And just having our attention present with our body helps us notice that it breathes all by itself. And that following the waves of the breath with our attention calms our mind. And yet other experiences call our attention, sounds come. And the sounds are known effortlessly, no one noticing the sounds, just the sounds arising, being known. Other sensations call our attention. The breath, for a time, recedes to the background. And we're drawn to the predominant experience of sensation. And quite naturally, we begin to be aware of the different qualities of sensation that rise up and are known. We can begin to notice, comprehend that there is aching in the mind, in the body. There's stinging, stabbing, itching, tingling, cool, warm, vibrating, pulsing, throbbing. And we meet these experiences with a quality of recognition and acceptance. And then as we let ourselves feel the predominant sensation that's present, to the extent that we have the mental strength to accommodate it, not only do we feel its quality, but we notice its changing nature. How it becomes stronger, vanishes, changes. And we see that that process occurs naturally, selflessly. In other words, that it's happening on its own, springing up and falling back. And so we understand the Dhamma or the Dharma. Just in the world of sensations. We also begin to notice that some sensations are pleasant. We tend to like them. Some are unpleasant, tend to be followed by not liking. And the neutral sensations, we mostly just don't notice. We space out. There are those that are neither pleasant or unpleasant. So from time to time we are called to that the feeling tone of our sensations. And we begin to recognize that a feeling tone accompanies every experience, including sounds. Some are pleasant, some are unpleasant, some are neither pleasant or unpleasant. Most important, we allow the process to happen on its own. The sounds, the sensations, And at the center of it is our body and body breath, supporting us to remain undistracted as long as it lasts, knowing that there will be from time to time thoughts that arise, and it's likely that at times those thoughts, mindfulness will not rise up to meet the thoughts, and thoughts unrecognized will be bent toward more thinking, toward creating a substitute reality. And once we're involved or lost in those thought worlds, there's nothing you can do until mindfulness rises up again. So be thankful when you wake up to where you are. Sense what it's like to be out of the dream and to support your continuity of awareness, of undistractedness. We anchor our attention again in the sense experience of the present moment, starting with our body, our breath, sounds, just this moment. Whatever it is predominant, purpose of our practice arrived at in this moment.